Alabama and Tennessee, syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday. Well, I don't even know where hour number one went. It's just gone. Hey, by the way, several of y'all have asked, and I hear people asking me like this, you know, off the cuff on the street, are you going back to CNN sometime soon? Well, right now I am tentatively scheduled for next Friday. Still to come. It's kind of funny how these hits work, but you get kind of semi-locked in, and then you get fully locked in just days in advance. So I'll know for sure here in the next few days, but tentatively I am scheduled to be up there on CNN again next Friday. So we'll let you know more when we know more. In the meantime, let's jump on into true Dipper number one. Hour number two, but Dipper number one. So don't mess with Texas is what I'm calling this. Well, the Democrats are apoplectic right now. And the Democrats, by the way, their argument is like this endless circle of chasing their tails. It's kind of funny to watch. On the one hand, Texas bad. Texas redistricting. That's cheating. Okay, we'll do it too. Wait a minute. Did you just say that? Yes, they did. That's exactly what's happening. Well, you can't do that, but as long as you're doing it, we'll do it too. This is the most disingenuous, argumentative, failed piece of, you know, rhetoric I have ever seen. So the end result of this is, if you recall, redistricting, which is where you draw the lines for everything. I mean, it's in Alabama, for instance, we draw the lines for the congressional districts, for the state house and state senate districts, for judicial. I'll take it back. And I'm missing something here. Oh, school board. Thank you very much. So this is... This is usually done after the 10-year census. I was a part of it when I was in the state senate. You get the census done on the, you know, the year 00 and the year 10, and then in the next year 01 or 11, you do the redistricting based upon the census. It's all done by population base. It's all done by designating where people are so that you can group them into districts of roughly equal size. For instance, state senate. My state senate district, the lines moved. I used to have St. Clair County in my district, and then they moved me up further north to accommodate moving or shifting of patterns, and I wound up having no St. Clair County, but I had more of DeKalb County. All that to mean it's based upon population. I'm going from memory, but I think my state senate district was roughly 135,000 people, and it had to be plus or minus a margin of error. That's the way it works. The funny thing is, this is a hybrid of both federal and state law. Federal law says, for instance, in congressional districts, it will be drawn based upon this much population, and your state will be allocated by federal law certain numbers of representatives in Congress. I mean, everybody's got two senators, but based on your population, you get assigned seats in Congress. Alabama has 7 right now. We thought we were going to lose one, and then we actually did really well on the census. California, on the other hand, lost. California lost people. Therefore, California, I believe, lost at least one seat in Congress. All that to say, we have our lines drawn based upon population, but the other federal law is the Voting Rights Act, which says you also can't consider race in the design of your district. In other words, you don't put everybody of one demographic, like all black voters over here, and but guess what? Then you also have to, at the same time, make sure they're not disenfranchised, which means they have to have the power of the vote themselves so they have representation in the state. What does that mean? Is it race or is it not race? It's the most confusing thing in the world. But something that's not done that I recall. In fact, I looked at it and went, wow, they can do that? The state law piece is the how. Federal law is the what. The state law piece on congressional districts is the how. How it's done is a matter of what your state constitution says. In Alabama, it says that we in the legislature were the ones who drew the lines, and we voted on it, and there you have it. In California, for instance, they have a bipartisan commission, so-called bipartisan commission. Depends on who appoints them as whether it's really bipartisan, but they get a bipartisan commission that decides where the lines are. But the thing that's not always done is what I would call a mid-cycle redistricting. Why not? I don't know. Because state law. Like, I don't know for a fact that Alabama could do it if we wanted to. I'd have to look. But apparently Texas believed they had the authority to not just do it after the census, but to do it after the census without limitation. They could do it again if they wanted to. And so they are. So Texas has been going through this whole fight. You remember the Democrats fled the state. We will break quorum. We will not be here. And they ran. And they were hiding out in Illinois and points unknown. Well, they all came back, tail between their legs, because they knew they couldn't stay away forever. And it was really getting kind of silly. And nobody was buying the arguments that they were big, brave dogs because they chose to run away. Nobody builds a statue in the honor of the ones who ran away, if you know what I'm saying. The Democrats ran away. Well, so Texas House, here's the first part of the story. Now that I've laid the ground foundation for what we're talking about, the Texas House, just in the last, was it yesterday or the day before, with the Democrats coming back in?
I believe it was Tuesday this week, maybe.
I think it was. Yeah. Let's see here. I got this townhall.com. Dateline 2 days ago. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
2 days ago, Texas finally passed the new congressional maps. The House did. So the Texas House reconvened. The Democrats are back in. Funny thing here. The Speaker of the House assigned each Democrat member of the House of Representatives a state trooper to make sure they didn't lead the state again.
He's got to put ankle monitors on, I mean, man.
That would have been easier, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Put a low jack on those bad boys. Yeah, I think I said yesterday, put an AirPod in their shoe or something. But anyway, so the Texas Democrats returned, tail between their legs. They did what they could, but the inevitable thing happened. And oh, by the way, I hold it in my hands, my callous former paratrooper hands, townhall.com. It took over 2 weeks, but the Democrats finally returned, made quorum, and the new map has been passed by the state house, giving Republicans potential, 5 more winnable seats, all of which, by the way, are majority Hispanic. Isn't that something?
That is something.
I didn't know that part. You know what that means? Is if that's the case, it's like Democrats who've been fighting this are saying we've lost the Hispanic vote and we know it.
Indirectly, I think. Yeah, that's... Yeah. And you would think, too, if with the Trump administration's push, for deportations and such, that that community may be a little gun-shy to be. But if they're still conservative, that I think that says something right there.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Wow, that's very cool. So the House adopted the map on an 88-52 vote on party lines, expected to grant final approval. Wednesday. It was Wednesday. The Senate panel has convened today. So here's the thing. As we speak, don't mess with Texas. The Texas Senate on Friday, got this piece right here on looking on the screen from Texas Tribune. The Texas Senate on Friday is now considering the new congressional map, which was gerrymandered, says Texas Tribune, which is very liberal, to maximize Republican representation, putting the plan on a path to the governor's desk. Well, there's that. Now you get into California. Pray tell, Phil, what's California doing? Story on the AP, Dateline today. California voters will decide in November whether to approve a redrawn congressional map in California, which is designed to help Democrats win 5 more U.S. House Senate seats. This is ridiculous. By the way, Gavin Newsom is one of the ones who's called out Texas hard. He's even called out Governor Greg Abbott, which has been kind of, in my opinion, very unprofessional.
Everything about Gavin Newsom is unprofessional.
Well, there's that. Good point. But so California lawmakers voted mostly along party lines on Thursday to approve legislation calling for a special election. So here's the thing. In California, they can't redraw the maps. They can't just go in there and do it. They can't do what Texas did. They have to actually spend hundreds of millions of dollars to send a vote to the people to decide if the people want the maps redrawn. Aha.
So they can't do it because their law says
their state law's in the way.
They have to do it after every census.
It says it has to be done by the commission. So they're making an exception to the way, and they're accepting a map that has not been drawn by the commission in the usual process.
I wonder how that special election will go.
I don't know, but let's keep in mind, it's a great point. Let me say this. It's going to be up to voter enthusiasm.
Yeah.
This is not a presidential election. This is not one of those that garners the most attention. They have very little time because the vote's only going to be a couple months from now. This is something that is going to be purely up to voter enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you a lot of money is going to be spent by Democrats trying to get people to the polls. Keep an eye on California's votes. They take weeks to count their votes. But keep in mind also that Trump did an amazing job in California, and we actually flipped more counties red in the last, like 10 new counties were flipped red in California.
Well, go ahead.
Now, if you look at the map, it's the coastal big population cities that are blue. The rest of the state is largely red.
That's what I was going to say. This is not an LA special election. This is not a San Francisco's special election. This is a statewide California special election. It's funny too, you mentioned how long they take to count votes. If they're wanting to get this redistrict done by 2026, and then they may not be done counting votes till like 2028. So, you know, this actually may be a win for us.
They box themselves in. Yeah. All right, take it to a break. We'll come right back. We'll talk more about this. And I got a few commentaries here about the rogue Texas Democrats and how little they accomplished. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Bulletproof influence, folks. That's what I'm talking about. Bulletproof influence. So a piece here on thehill.com. Jasmine Crockett. I mean, listen, the idea of her not being in office is almost sad, because on the one hand, she drives me crazy. But on the other, she's the gift that keeps on giving for Republicans. I mean, you can put her picture on everything. You can run for dog catcher in South Georgia and use her picture on a campaign ad and do well. Just saying.
She's so bad.
Representative Jasmine Crockett, who, by the way, is a Democrat from Texas, who may, because of the new map, have just been drawn out of her district. Oh, darn. Look how that worked. She slammed the GOP lawmakers in the Lone Star State for attempting to acquire 5 more House seats through mid-decade redistricting, while applauding Democrats' retaliatory efforts in other states. Well, because she's Jasmine Crockett. She says, Republicans, they're cheaters all day, every day, but we have never tried to match their energy until now, and I applaud it. They invented gerrymandering. Are you kidding me? They're the authors of gerrymandering. If you look up gerrymandering in the dictionary, there's a picture of a Democrat right next to it. It's just, I mean, they are the masters of I said the other day on CNN, what's really happening right now is Democrats are freaking out because we finally figured out the game plan. And they're like, wait, you can't do that. That's our trick.
Absolutely. Like, we not too fun when the rabbit's got the gun.
Oh, did you just use my quote?
That's true.
Okay. It's still funny.
It is.
But yeah, so we're looking at Jasmine Crockett having a complete meltdown. But here's the other thing. Gavin Newsom has got to be one of the schmooziest people I've ever seen. I mean, the guy just, I said before, if you were casting a movie, you know, like a casting call for a movie for someone to play the Antichrist, I'm pretty sure he would be exactly what I picture. I know I was rough. I know what I just said.
It's true.
Okay.
If we're talking strictly off looks, 100%.
And behavior.
Well, and behavior too.
And voice.
I mean,
and the way he sits.
I haven't seen anybody lie as good as he does.
And I think the Antichrist would sit just like he sits. Cross his legs like a girl. Constantly.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's true.
Okay. Anyway, there's that. Here's the thing. Gavin Newsom is now working. He's going to do it. They're going to do a special election. He got it rammed through the legislature. They had a special session followed by a special, soon-to-be special election in November to vote on whether they can have a redrawn set of lines too. His words are, we're going to fight fire with fire. However, he has been doing everything he can to complain about Texas. In fact, there's an interesting piece here from Fox News. Dateline 2 days ago. Texas Democratic State Rep. Nicole Collier, I don't know her, but she's a state representative there, abruptly left a call with California Governor Gavin Newsom and other Democrat Party members after claiming she was told that she was actually committing a felony by participating in the call from a state capitol bathroom. Okay, several things here to unpack. First of all, why is she taking the call in the bathroom? I've always thought that was rude. You shouldn't be taking calls in the bathroom. If you're hiding, that's another problem. If you're doing your business and you're on the phone, that's weird. Enough said on that. But then the other piece of this is she's on a call from the state capitol with Gavin Newsom about the efforts to stop Texas redistricting. So let me get this straight. Gavin Newsom says, bad, bad, don't do it. But yet he's trying to do it. And yet he's calling to Texas state representatives and helping them to figure out their plans for how to counter the Texas ability to do it. Does anybody see this? There's nobody reading between the lines on this. I saw that. My first thought was, why is Gavin Newsom on that call? What's the governor of California doing talking to a state rep from Texas about something that state Texas law allows?
Is that legal?
I don't know that it's illegal, but it's certainly, in my opinion, way out there on the edge of what would be considered professional and or ethical. And then you combine that with his public statements about why he's going to go ahead and do it himself. And I look at this and think, you are one jacked up individual. Just saying. I will say, though, Texas, you got a win in the column for the Reds. In fact, Fox News said that on Wednesday that Governor Greg Abbott scored a huge win in his redistricting battle by facing Texas Democrats right down and getting this thing done. And so it's going to be interesting to watch how it plays out. It looks like Texas is indeed going to pass their new lines. They're probably going to be challenged in court immediately. I don't know if they'll be enjoined, but they're going to be challenged in court. The only question they can really challenge them on is race. I don't think they can challenge them on whether they were allowed to do it, because the law seems to imply that they were allowed to do it. More to come. Let's get a few text messages before we go to the break. Lynn from Knoxville says, it should be pointed out that Biden removed classified documents from a skiff. As you know, it isn't easy. It had to be intentional. Yeah, and then he stacked them in a box next to his Corvette in the garage. Awesome. Bert from Owens Crossroads says, Phil, as part of the classified information clearances, remember the need to know part. There's that. He said, I always had so much fun booting people out of a briefing who held clearances but had no need to know. Yes. Yes, indeed. David from Athens checking in, and appreciate you, David. Says, great monologue. I love that speech, Make Your Bed. I was just reading Luke 16 today, and it was reminding me of stewarding and taking care of the little things, making your bed great again. Thanks, David. Appreciate you, man. And then John from Harvest says, I just joined the Right Side Ruffians Pick'em Contest. Are we starting with games tomorrow or next weekend? Do you know? I don't know.
That is a John from Huntsville question.
Huntsville. Are we starting? Is the bracket starting tomorrow, or is it starting like with the main season?
I'd assume week zero starts, but that's just me.
Okay. And then Jack from Huntsville says, I can't vouch for this, but as the well-known quote goes, quote, you can't trust everything you see on the internet. Abraham Lincoln. I don't think that's accurate. Just saying.
No, I think he said at the Gettysburg Address, he said that.
You think Abe Lincoln was talking about the internet at the Gettysburg Address?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have happened.
Tracks.
Sure. He was Abe Lincoln. All right. We got him back with JP on sports. We're going to set aside the policy of the politics. We're going to get into the sports world and see what kind of commentary he's got. He's a guru on sports with the best sound effect of all of them. Stay tuned. We will be right back.